You're listening to SBS News.
Around 6.3 billion doses of COVID-19 vaccine have been administered across the world, with many countries seeing a notable decline in COVID-19 infections. To bring life back to normal, countries such as the United States, Britain, Russia, and Turkey have been racing against time to roll out coronavirus vaccines. In New York, a COVID-19 vaccination requirement for teachers and other staff members took effect on Monday in the city's sprawling public school system. Mayor Bill de Blasio said 95% of the city's roughly 148,000 public school staffers were vaccinated as of Monday morning. That includes 96% of teachers and 99% of principals.
As of now, 95% of all full-time DOE employees are vaccinated. 96% of all teachers. 99% of all principals. An amazing effort, and I want everyone to know, since the mandate was announced for our schools August 23rd, over 43,000 doses given to employees of our public schools.
The mayor had warned that unvaccinated school staff members would not be allowed to work. Across the United States, doctors are growing weary fighting vaccine misinformation as they work to clamp down on the Delta-driven surge that is straining hospitals and sending death rates climbing. Since the outbreak began in the spring of 2020, things haven't been easy for healthcare workers on the front lines. Stu Kaufman, an emergency room doctor in Texas, remembers how in the beginning healthcare staff were treated like heroes, but now they're treated with suspicion and even contempt.
A year ago, we're, you know, healthcare heroes and everybody's clapping for us, and now we're being in some areas harassed and disbelieved and ridiculed for what we're trying to do, which is depressing and frustrating.
As far as excuses to not get vaccinated, Dr. Vincent Shaw, a family physician at Baton Rouge General Hospital in Louisiana, says the most common is uncertainty of the vaccine ingredients. Second most common is the vaccine was created too fast. It grinds on him when people tell him the vaccine is a choice.
If the patients say they have personal choice and don't want to get the vaccine, well, then you're taking away my choice in terms of, again, I took an oath to treat you, but now I'm forced to treat you. Because you made a poor decision or a poor choice based upon flawed information or a flawed judgment.
In Russia, the Kremlin on Monday implored people to get vaccinated against COVID-19, calling it the only way to stop the virus spread, as Russian authorities considered reintroducing health restrictions to cope with daily cases rising to their highest levels since January. Moscow may soon bring back incentives such as prize drawings for people to get vaccinated as authorities struggle to contain a wave of cases and deaths. The near 26,000 new infections reported nationwide on Monday were the most since the 2nd of January. Kremlin spokesperson Dmitry Peskov told reporters on Monday that vaccine rates were low and blamed vaccine hesitancy.
The vaccination rate, despite the complete preparedness of all infrastructure, leaves much to be desired. We are, once again, calling on everyone to get vaccinated because this is the only way to protect their lives in the face of a continuing pandemic.
Meanwhile, India's COVID-19 tally rose to nearly 34 million on Monday as almost 21,000 new cases were registered during the past 24 hours across the country, the health ministry's data showed. There are still just over 264,000 active COVID cases in the country, despite a decline of over 6,000 active cases during the past 24 hours. According to the health ministry, the active caseload was the lowest in 200 days in India. Venezuelans are increasingly relying on friends and strangers to help pay for COVID-19 treatment as hyperinflation and soaring healthcare fees make social media pleas and crowdfunding campaigns the only way to cover costs while infection rates rise. Due to the voracious inflation, most Venezuelans have no savings. Now families and friends of patients with COVID-19 post weekly appeals for funds on Twitter and Facebook, often using an account loaned to them from someone abroad if asking in dollars. In July, Miguel Angel Bersegui, a 20-year-old engineering student, posted to Twitter in search of help towards getting medicine and oxygen for his 63-year-old mother, who had COVID-19 and was receiving treatment at home. 2 weeks before his mother got sick, he lost his job, and by the time he posted on Twitter, he also had contracted the virus. Meanwhile, the bills had racked up to more than $700 and continued to rise.
For people who do not have medical insurance that covers all clinical expenses, I can tell you that we spent a day in a clinic, and with about 4 hours of oxygen therapy, which is nothing more than supplying oxygen, no other type of treatment, the cost was $500. Nothing else than the fact of giving oxygen, that is part of first aid, nowadays constitutes an expense that no Venezuelan can give himself the capacity to respond to in an immediate and effective way. And that obviously can be decisive for the patient's life.
Venezuela's official COVID-19 case count exceeds 372,000, while its death toll has reached over 4,500, although doctors and medical academies say that the figures are higher. Meanwhile, in Britain, another 30,000 people have tested positive for COVID-19, bringing the total number of coronavirus cases in the country to 7.9 million, according to official figures released on Sunday. There are currently 6,700 patients in hospital with COVID-19. Nearly 90% of people aged 16 and over in Britain have had their first dose of vaccine, and more than 82% have received both doses. Around the world, there have been a total of 235.3 million COVID-19 infections and 4.8 million deaths since the pandemic began, according to the latest figures from Johns Hopkins University. Assalamu alaikum, SBS News.